Today's daf is Mi'ila Daf Ches, and we are 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Zayin on Mid-Beis Ketani. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus Rufu Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, and from Moshe Ben Esther Adol Liba. So the Mishnah on Daf Zayin on Mid-Beis commented that Zrika sometimes creates Kulois and sometimes creates Chumras when it comes to Kachay Kadashim, as it relates to Kachim Kalim, Kulu Lahachmer. And then the Mishnah went on in great detail to explain. As it relates to Kachay Kadashim, Zrika creates a Kula, because Basar Kachay Kadashim, La'acha Zrika's Damim, Yatsum Medei Me'ilo. It creates Chumras, of course, because the laws of Pigol, Noiser, and Tomei only go into effect after Zrika. As it relates to Kachim Kalim, it's only Chumras, because you have Pigol, Noiser, and Tomei that only comes about after Zrika. And even Me'ilo, before Zrika, there's no Me'ilo on Kachim Kalim. It's only after Zrika. Even then, it's only the Emurim. But the point is, whereas, as it relates to Kachay Kadashim, Zrika sometimes establishes Kulois, as it comes to Kachim Kalim, it's Kulu Lahachmer. And there's a little bit of an irony in it, because you would think that Zrika in Kachay Kadashim should maybe be more Chomer, but that's not the way it is. So Zrika, when it comes to Kachay Kadashim, is actually Lahakul Ulahachmer, as opposed to, as it relates to Kachim Kalim, it's Kuloi Lahachmer. Regardless, the Gemara picks up with a dirk. The Mishnah, when it mentioned the halacha of Basar Kachay Kadashim La'acha Zrika, that there's no Me'ila, so the Lashon Mishnah was Ketani Ein Mayalim the Basar, which at first glance sounds like the point that the Mishnah is coming to say. The kula of the Zrika by Kachay Kadashim is that Lefnei Zrika there is Me'ila, La'acha Zrika there is no Me'ila. Break the Gemara, Me'ila Hudaleka Ha Yisura Ika. It sounds a little bit like there's just no Me'ila, but in Isser Hana, maybe that there would be. Mi'ila means nenem in a hektish, as I state in Rashi and Chumash. But at the same time, we know Mi'ila is a very special parsha. If someone's mail behektish, he's chayim misa v'dei shamayim, or malkis, Rebbe and the Chachamim, that's if he did a b'mezid. If he did a b'shoigig, he has to bring in Hashem Me'ilois, this Karen v'chaymish. But we spoke out in the introduction to Masechtas Me'ila that in addition to the Isser Me'ila, with all the special halachos that are associated with the Issa Me'ila, there is a concept sometimes of an ordinary Issa Hana that you find in Hekdesh. So by saying Ein Mayalin, it could be a little bit misleading, because it sounds like maybe you just don't have Mesechtes Me'ila. But at the same time, maybe there would be an Issa Hana. Frank the Gemara, is that true when it comes to Basar, Kachay, Kadashim, Lachas, Rikas, Davim? You can't tell me there can't be a Toysus in three places in Shas, a Toysus in Masechtas Nedarim, a Masechtas Nazir, a Masechtas Tmura, that's going to tell me that there's an Isser Hana Basar, Kachay, Kadashim, Lachas, Rikas, Davim. Why not? I'm a minor to Kayinu, because it belongs to the Kayin. So if the Kayin's allowed to eat it, that means by definition it's not Asabana, because if it was Asabana, even the Kayin wouldn't be able to eat it. So obviously there's no Isser Hana. So Frank the Gemara, what's this Lashon of Ein Mayalin, which sounds like just no Me'ila, but there is Isser Hana? L'chura, if it's Mamayna, the Kayin, then there shouldn't even be an Isser Hana. So the Gemara says, you're right. Loi Kasha. Really, when the Mishnah says Ein Mayalin, don't get so excited. Don't be Medayik. There's just no Me'ila, but really there is Isser Hana. Really, there's no Isser Hana at all. And from that standpoint, that's what the Mishnah could have said. So why did the Mishnah say Mayalim? Mishnah Nasav Reisha Mayalim Nasa Seifa Mayalim, because the Reisha of the Mishnah said Mayalim Kachay Kadashim Lefnei Zrikas Damim Mayalim. So then we said La'achas Zrikas Damim, the halach is Ein Mayalim Abasar. So just to be consistent with the word Me'ila, we said Ein Mayalim, despite the fact that maybe it's a little bit misleading. Ema Seifa Freita Gemara, but I'll ask you from the Seifa B'Kachim Kalim Kulu L'Hachmer. So what did the Seifa say? That even though the Zrika by Kachay Kadashim is machmer, but it's also meiko, because it takes the basa from being in a state of me'ila to where it's not subject to the laws of me'ila anymore. But when it comes to kachim kalim, it's kula lahachmer. How so? Basar kachim kalim lefnei zrika zdamim ein mayalim bahem ube emurim. The basar kachim kalim before zrika, there's no me'ila. Sign not by the basar, sign not by the emurim. The ein chayavan aleim mishum pigol noisiv v'tami. La'achas zrika zdamim mayalim be emureim the ein mayalim bebasar. But la'achas zrika, there's me'ila by the emurim and there's no me'ila by the basar. Says the Gemara, Me'ilu with the Lekashi, you make the same diak that there's no Me'ila ha'isura ikavamai ha'mamayna de bailamhu. And over here, there's no Seifa agav reisha. Risha that the Mishnah maybe said Eimayalim, and still you find this seemingly misleading Lashon of Eimayalim. So, afraid the Gemara, should we be Medayik that there's no Isser Me'ilo, but at the same time there's going to be an Isser Anah? So the Gemara says, Amar Abchanino, you have to say that the reason the Mishnah used this Lashon of Eimayalim, both as it relates to Kachi Kadashim and as it relates to Kachim Kalim, Basar Kachi Kadashim Lachazrika, Eimayalim, Basar Kachim Kalim, Lifnei Zrika, and La'achazrika, Eimayalim, even though it's a little bit of a misleading Lashon, because it sounds a little like there's just no Me'ilah, but there is Isser Anah, it's because the Mishnah is referring back to the previous Mishnah as well. The Mishnah is talking about La'yotzen, where this Basar that we're discussing was Yotze, Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva said, Zrika Me'el Sliyot. So the previous Mishnah, we had a machloik between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. What would be if the Basar Kachik and Dasha was in a state of Yotze, B'shas Tezrika? Would it be Yotze Midei Me'ilah? Would it not be Yotze Midei Me'ilah? Rabbi Kiva holds Zrika Me'el Sliyotze. It would be Yotze Midei Me'ilah. Rabbi Eliezer's sheet is, Zrika is not Me'el Sliyotze. So it wouldn't be Yotze Midei Me'ilah. If that's the case, according to Rabbi Akiva, all the halachos of Me'ilah that we're discussing are negeya whether the basa was Yotze or the basa wasn't Yotze. Because being that Zrika Me'el Sliyotze, the halachos are true even if the basa was Yotze. If that's the case, this Mishnah is not talking only about Basar that wasn't Yotze, it's talking about Basar that was Yotze as well. Now, when Basar is Yotze, and you do Zrika, Kachi Kadashim, that Basar is not going to be Mutabachila. And the reason is because it's Lisrefa. The din is that you're supposed to burn it. Avalachila, Vlaimirat, but you just can't, but you can't eat it. So being that you have to burn it, it comes out there is an Isser Achila, maybe even an Isser Anah, that's a discussion in Achroinim, but for sure an Isser Achila. So if there's an Isser Achila, therefore the Mishnah chose its words carefully and said, Eimayalim Mahem, Eimayalim to tell me, there's only no Isser Me'ilah, but really there is going to be an Isser Achila. See, right, if we were talking about standard Basik Kachi Kadashim, La'achaz Rikas Damim, we wouldn't just say Eimayalim Mahem, we would say it's Mutter, you can do whatever you want with it. You can eat it, I mean, it's Kachi Kadashim, it's only Kianim can eat it, but you can have Anah from it, there's no Isurim. Not only is there no Me'ilah, there are no Isurim at all. But being that the Mishnah is discussing also Basar that was in a state of Yotze, and when Basar is in a state of Yotze, it's Pasal. Being that it's Pasal, there's a Din Sreifa. If there's a Din Sreifa, you cannot eat it. So it's for that reason the Mishnah used the Lashon of Eimayalim to tell me there's only no Isur Me'ilah, but in some cases, which case? Where it's Yotze, I live with Rabbi Akiva, that this true, this halacha is true even by Yotze, because Rika Me'el Sliyotze, that's why we use the Lashon Pei Mayalin, Hadron Halach, a very intense perek, Kachei Kadosh, next perek. So the next perek is going to continue to discuss the halachas of Me'ilah, stating that, whereas the first perek discussed the halachas of Me'ilah by a carbon that's pasul, the next perek is going to discuss the halachas of Me'ilah by a carbon that's kosher. Look at the first Tosfos in the Masechta. Ad hash in the parak. Ad hashti ayri bedim psulei kachim masayim alubahem umikan ve'elach ayri b'ksheirim. So the Masechtas do that sometimes. So the Masechta started discussing the halachas of Me'ilah by a carbon that's pasul, and now we're going to start discussing the halachas of Me'ilah by a carbon that's kosher. It's like Perek Lulav HaGazel. So when you learn the halachas of Dalet Minim, so first you learn about a Lulav HaGazel, and then later you learn about a Lulav that's kosher. So sometimes it was the Derech Hatana to do this. So we started learning the halachas of Me'ilah first by a carbon that's possible. Either way, now we're going to discuss the halachas by a carbon that's kosher. And the first carbon that the Mishnah is going to discuss is the halachas of Chatas Oif. So let's chazer. What's a Chatas Oif? So a Chatas Oif is a carbon Chatas, but rather than most Chatois, which were behemos, either a Kizba or a Seira, this Chatas is a Chatas Oif. So first, who brings the Chatas Oif? So in most cases, it was an Ani, someone that couldn't afford to bring a Chatas Behema. So in certain situations, Karbon Oil V'Yoyred, a Metzaira, there were certain times where the Torah says that in lieu of bringing a Behema, you have a right to bring an Oif. A Chatas Oif always came together with an Oil Oif, but the Chatas Oif and the Oil Oif's halachas were different. As it relates to the Chatas Oif, number one, you had to do Malika. So even though the way you shecht an Oif of Chulin is with a standard Shechita, the difference between Shechitas Behemah and Shechitas Oif is Shechitas Behemah, you have to shecht two Simanim, Shechitas Oif, you only have to shecht Simen Echa. That's Chulin 101. But that's all with regards to Chulin. As it relates to Kachim, instead of shechting it, you had to do Malika. It's a special Avoid. It was done with the fingernail. It was one of the Avoidas Kashis in the base of Mikdash. But the first Avoidah, was the Malika. The Malika was the equivalent thereof of the Shechita by Behema, by the of the Kvitza of a Mincha, even though Shechita live Avodah, Malika wasn't Avodah, had to be done by a Kohen. But the first Avodah that was done was the Malika. After the Malika, the Kohen would take the oif and he would do Hazah. So whereas a standard carbon had Zrika, the equivalent thereof of Zrika by a Behema, or Haktara by a Mincha, was Hazah. Hazah was the Kohen would take the actual oif and he would shake it in a certain way, move it in the direction of the Mizbech, in the direction of the Mizbech, down would go from the oif onto the Mizbech. That was the Avodah of Hazah. Afterwards, he would do Mitzui. Mitzui means he would take the remainder of the blood that's inside the oif. The Torah says, Vanishar, whatever was left over, the Shirayim, he would take and he would put the oif and press it hard against the Mizbeach, it would cause all the blood to ooze out. That's the Avodah of Mitzui. We can see in the Gemara, there's a machlokes whether Mitzui was ma'akiv or Mitzui was not ma'akiv. But either way, so in the Chatas Oif, the important Avodahs that we need are the Malika, number one. Number two was the Hazah. Number three, you had the Mitzui. The biggest chilek in terms of Avodahs between the Chatas Oif and the Oilas Oif is that Oilas Oif didn't have Hazah. So Oilas Oif, you did the Malika, and then you went from the Malika to the Mitzui. All the dam went out via the mitzvah. So Chatas Oif had Hazah, then whatever was left over you did mitzvah with. Oilas Oif, you skipped Hazah. All you had was the mitzvah. So obviously by Oilas Oif, the mitzvah is ma'akif. There was nothing else. It's all you're doing. There's no zrika, there's no Hazah. All you're doing is the mitzvah. The shaila, whether the mitzvah is ma'akif, is by Chatas Oif, which also had Hazah. So the question is, you're doing the Hazah. Is the Hazah the equivalent of the zrika, and the mitzvah maybe is the equivalent of the shvich hashirayim that you had by regular carbon, or maybe the mitzvah is also considered carbon as makam. Another thing that's very unique about the Chatas Oif is that the Chatas Oif is the only carbon that had no basa that went on the Mizbeach. So we know the carbon oila, all the basa went on the Mizbeach. As opposed to, but there was also one carbon where none of the basa went on the Mizbeach, and that's the Chatas Oif. The Chatas Oif was kuloi nechal. Either way, on that note, Zok the Mishnah. Chatas Oif, Mayalim ba Mishokdisha. Chatas Oif, as soon as you makdish it, so somebody says, Harezu Chatas for Chatas Oif. It's not Baba Neda ben Adava. So you can only do it if you're chayiv to bring a Chatas. But someone who's chayiv to bring a Chatas Oif, he says, I want this to be my Chatas Oif. As soon as he makes that declaration, the halacha is Mayalim ba. It's already subject to the laws of Me'ilah. It's considered not just Kodesh, it's considered Kodshe Hashem. Right? That's the point. So you even have the halachas of Me'ilah. Nimlika, once you do the Malika, Hukshara, Lehi Pasel, Bitful Yaimam Khusakipurim. And the way the Mefarish explains it is that once you do the Malika, look at the Lashon, the first skinny line. Mishin Nimlika Nitoisef Ba Kedusha. It gets more Kedusha. The Malika is Mekadesh the Oif. So we spoke the other day about the Shechita being Mekadesh the Behema. Priskarov said maybe the Avodas HaShechita, because there is a Manama that says that Shechita doesn't even require a Klisharis. So here too, the Malika's Mekadesh on some level, the Oif, Lamein Afkamino, what's that Toisefes Kedusha? Me'ila? It had Me'ila already. So where is it Nogay that Toisefes Kedusha? The possible Tvoyam in Mechosik Yipur, that if someone's Tame, but he's not an ordinary Tame, he's a Tvoyam, meaning he's Tame, and he went to the mikvah, he just has to wait for the sun to set in order for him to be 100% tamei. So during that interim period from when he went to the mikvah before the sun sets, he's considered a tvoya. Or mechusik yipurim, that was a mishnah masechtas krisis, dalad mechusik kaparim heim. So someone who's tamei went to the mikvah, harav shemesh, but he still has to bring a carbon in order for him to complete his tahira. Those tmeim, the halacha is, if they touch a chatas ha'oif, after Malika, the halach is they're going to be able to be metamed ubelina. Additionally, once the Malika was done, at that point, the basar of the Chatas Ha'oif would be subject to the psulina, and the dam also, for that matter, would also be subject to the laws of lina. Who's a dam? After you do the hazah, chayav and all the mishul pigul leis metamed, because the hazah is to the Chatas Ha'oif what the zrika is to a regular carbon, and just like zrika, you only have pikul leis metamed after you do that avodah, so too the same is true for a Chatas Oif as it relates to the Hazah. The Ein Ba Me'ila, and once you do the Hazah, at that point, it's not going to be Me'ila. Why? Because just like Basar, Kachi, Kedashim, Lachas, because Damim, that Lachas is no Me'ila. So the same is true for the Chatas Oif. Basar, Kachi, Kedashim, Lachas, Hazah, Damim. There too, there's not going to be any Halacha Me'ila. Either way, so it's a short Mishnah. It's packed with a lot of different ideas and a very straightforward Gemara where the Gemara is going to go through each thing. But one thing you for sure see in the Mishnah, and that is that there's levels of Kedusha. So when someone's Maktish Achatas Oif, it gets Kedusha. Harezu Chatas, it's already Kotche Hashem, the Aloch is Moilimba. After you do the Malika, so now Rashi says it's Nitoisav Bakadusha. So now there's even more Kedusha. Now it's Kaddish to the point that if a Tful Yom Mechusa Kippurim touches it, it's going to be Kaddish. Who's a Dhamma? Then Chayav and Olam Yishon Pigal Noisav Etame. And Fakir, as it relates to Me'ila, you're not going to have Me'ila. But this idea of levels of Kedusha when it comes to a carbon, right, we spoke about a behemoth. So you Makdish the behemoth, it has Kedusha. Shchita is Mekadish it. Maybe. And then the Kabbalah is Mekadosh as well. There's no Kabbalah by a Chatas Oif, right? So that level of Kedusha you don't have. But either way, Zoy Zok the Mishnah. So one of the things that the Mishnah said was that after you do the Malika and Nimlika, Huchshur li Pasal b'Tful Yoyim u'b'Mechusa Kippurim. At that point, it's now Huchshur to become Pasal by a Tful Yoyim u'Mechusa Kippurim. So just a little bit of a background before this next Gemara. So again, we're familiar with the concept of a Tful Yoyim and a Mechusa Kippurim. This is someone that was Tameh. He became Tameh for whatever the Tumah was. He toivled, he has to wait for the sun to set. He's a Tful Yoyim. He toivled, the sun set already. He has to bring a carbon in order for him to complete his time. He didn't bring that kapar yet. He's a Tful Yoyim and a Mechusa Kippurim, respectfully. The halach is that a Tful Yoyim and a Mechusa Kippurim that comes in contact with other Tumah cannot be Matam. Can't be Matam. Stating that if he would come in contact with Kachim, he would be able to be Matama. So one of the chumras that you find in Kachim as it relates to Tumah V'Tahira is that a Tful Yoyim and a Mechusa Kippurim, even though ordinarily he cannot be Matama, but when it comes to Kachim, over there, he can be Matama. So the question is, at what point in the stage of the Kachim do we say it could be Matama? So I raise Uchatas, and then a Tful Yoyim touches it. Is it going to be Tama? That's the Loch of the Mishnah. No. Nimlika, once the Malika was done, again, we're talking about a Chatas Oif, as it relates to other Kamanas we'll see later in the Masechta. But as it relates to Chatas Oif, Nimlika, it's after the Malika, before the Hazah, but that you had to have had the Malika done already. At that point, it's Huchshar that if a Tful Yoyim is going to touch it, or if a Mechusa Kippurim is going to touch it, at that point, it's going to be Tama. But the Gemara is going to be Medayik, the Loshan Mishnah that says Huchshuru lehi pasel b'tful yoyim ube mechusa kippurim. What does pasel mean when you're talking about tumah v'tahira? Right, pasel is usually not a tumah v'tahira sprach. Usually, when you're talking about tumah v'tahira, is it tameh or is it tahar? Pasel means is it a kosher asterisk or it's a pasel asterisk? What does pasel mean in the context of tumah v'tahira? The answer is when you talk about tumah v'tahira, when something's pasel, it means that it's tameh, but it doesn't have the ability to be metama. When something is tame, it means that it's tame and it also has the ability to be metama. So, b'loshe b'nei adam, anytime something is tame, you use the word tame. You don't find the word pasul being used in the context of anything tumah v'tahira related. But in the lashon of Chazal, if you want to be precise and you want to be accurate, there's actually a place for the word pasul in the vernacular of tumah v'tahira, and it's actually used very carefully. Sometimes something will be pasul when it comes in contact with Tumah, and something will be tameh when it comes in contact with Tumah. If it's tameh to the degree that it could be metama, then you find the lashon tameh. If it's tameh to the degree that it can't be metama, it's only tameh, that's when you'll find the lashon of pasul. Regardless, the Mishnah said that if a tful yoyim and a mechusa kippurim comes in contact with the carbon chatas after the Malika, what's the halacha? Huchshuru lehi pasul. So it sounds like it itself becomes tamei, but it doesn't have the ability to be metame. It says the Gemara, it itself is pasul, but it can't be metame. Who then is the time of the Mishnah? So Gemara Rabbanon, it must be the Rabbanon. The time you learn to the Brice, Abishol said, Tful Yoyim, Tchila L'Kodesh. A Tful Yoyim has a din of a Rishon L'Toma as it relates to the halachas of Kodesh, meaning as it relates to him coming in contact with Kodesh. If a Tful Yoyim has a din of a Rishon L'Toma, what does that mean? So without getting into the details of Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, and Revi, but one thing it for sure means, it means that if you would touch something or Kachim, it would become a Sheni, which means if that Sheni would touch something else, it would become a Shlishi, which means if that Shlishi would touch something else, it would become a Revi. There's nothing after Revi. But if it's a Rishon L'Toma, it means it has an ability to make something Tame in a way that it could be Metame. Rameir says, Metame Sakoidish, Upoisel Esachuma. So again, what's the difference between Metame and Poisel? Metame Sakoidish, it can make Koidish Tame in the sense that it will be able to Metame something else. As opposed to truma, it can make truma tame, but only really puzzle, because if the truma would then touch something else, it wouldn't be able to be metame. The chachamim say, k'shem shu poisel mashke truma v'oichle truma, kachu poisel mashke kodesh v'oichle kodesh. He says, just like you and Meir agreed that it's only poisel truma, so too it's only poisel kachim. Bottom line is, asher megeya le'inyonenu, keeping this as simple as possible, you have a three-way machlokes tanam in this braisa, as it relates to a tful yoyim, coming in contact with kachim. Abishol says, a tful yoyim as it relates to kachim is a rishon l'tuma. That means it could be metama kachim to make it a sheni. That kachim could be metama something else, more kachim, to make it a shalishi, which could be metama kachim again to make it into a revi. Reb Meir says that it's not mamash a rishon l'tuma, it's only metama sakoidish, which the Gemara is going to say in a minute, means it's a sheni l'tuma, but at the same time, it's metama sakoidish. It can make kachim tame, where the kachim will be able to be metama vayter. It's only the chachamim that say, kishem shu poisel, it's only poisel, mashke chuma v'eichle chuma kachu poisel, mashke kodesh v'eichle kodesh. The bottom line is that you have two Tanoim who hold that a Tful Yoim could be Metamer Kachem, it can make Kachem Tommy in a way that'll be able to be Metamer Vaita. It's only the Chachamim that hold not that way. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, Huchshira li possible Tful Yoim. Li possible means that the Tful Yoim will be able to be Metamer the Kachem, but the Kachem won't be able to be Metamer Vaita. If that's the case, Masnisamani, it must be going according to the Chachamim. Zokti Gemara, it's not Muchach. Amar Rava, Rava said, La Bishol, Mala Asu. Bekachim shavinu rabbanon l'tfuyam kirish. Really, I hold the Mishnah could be going according to everybody. It could be going according to Abishol and Rameir as well. The Mishnah says clearly not that way. The Mishnah was talking about on the Dairaisa level. Abishol and Rameir were talking on the rabbanon level. Meaning, mid-Dairaisa, tfuyam can't be metama kachim. It can't make kachim tome in a way that will be able to be metama vayter. It can only pass kachim. What did Abishol mean? What did Rameir mean? They meant mid-Rabbanon. Malu asu. Malu asu means always, it's a din the rabbanon. Bekachim shavinu rabbanon. The tful yoyim kirishon. The rabbanon made the tful yoyim into a rishon. The rameyer koychol sheni. The malos was the chamin made the tful yoyim into a sheni. But the rabbanon came in the tavan. The rabbanon argued and they felt came in the tavan kolash tuma pasul mashmi tama mashmi. Even with the rabbanon, there was no reason to go ahead and make it more chamer. But again, the mishnah is going midday raisa. There's no machloikas, so you don't have to say the mishnah is going according to the chachamim. It can stem with abishol rameh. Machloikas abishol rameh. The chachamim is only whether we say malu aso or you don't say malu aso. And if we do say malu aso, did they make him mamish into a rishon l'tuma or did they only make him into a sheni l'tuma? Mishnah said who's a dama? Once you do the hazah, chayav mishon pigo. And the last line was ve'im ba me'ila. So there's no me'ila on the basar of the chatas ha'if after the hazar. Me'ila hu delek la v'yisur. It sounds like there's no me'ila, but there is going to be a nisa. This is the diak we started the daf with. The chatas ha'if is nechal kayanim. It's kuloi nechal kayanim. So there isn't just no isra me'ila. There's no isra no either. Kayanim are allowed either. Rab Chanina, you're right. This Mishnah, again, is going behemshach to the previous Mishnayas. It's talking even in a case where it was yoytze. Because if Rab Akiva Shita is rikim el yoytze for a carbon, the same is going to be true for chata soif. In a case where it's yoytze, the halach is you won't be able to eat it, but me'ila for sure there won't be. So that's why the Mishnah is saying e'moylem ba, because in that case, their taki is going to be in Isra Achila, the La Basachila. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Mitzvah Chatas Oif ain't a makrif. Huna said in the name of Rav that the Mitzvah of Chatas Oif is not makrif. So you said the Chatas Oif, there was Malika done, then there was Hazad, then there was Mitzvah. So Rav said that Mitzvah of Chatas Oif is not makrif. And Rav Huna said, you know, I know that. The Tani Rav, because when Rav taught us this Mishnah, Mesechtes Me'ila, he said, who's a Dhamma? His Lashon was the way we have it. Who's a Dhamma? And if that's the case, you see, after the Hazah, there's already Pigal Nois of a Tame. After the Hazah, there's already no Me'ila. So he said, Meris, Hazah is the Zrika. So if Hazah is the Zrika, that means the Mitzui that follows the Hazah is obviously not Ma'akir. Rav Adabar Hava Amar Rav. Rav Adabar said, I heard from Rav differently. I think Rav Shita was Mitzui Chata Sa'if Me'akir. Why? The Tani Rav, because I heard Rav say over the Mishnah differently. He didn't say who's a Dama, he said Mitzvah Dama. So, depending on whether the Geras and the Mishnah is who's a Dama, Mitzvah Dama, chaps a tremendous nafkamina. Is Mitzui Chata Sa'if Ma'akiv or is it not? So, again, as it relates to Oila Sa'if, it's for sure Ma'akiv, because Oila Sa'if doesn't have Hazah, all it has is Mitzui. The question is by the Chata Sa'if, there was Hazah and Mitzui, there was this two step process as it relates to the Zrika. So, the question is it a two step Zrika? the mitzvah is part of the zrika, so to speak. That's why it's ma'akiv. Or no, the mitzvah is b'makom the shvicha shirai. The shvicha shirai wasn't ma'akiv. So l'chur, this wouldn't be ma'akiv. It says the Gemara Toshma, I'll bring you a raya l'chayra to this shayla where the mitzvah ma'akiv is mitzvah not ma'akiv. The pasuk says v'hizo midam hachatos al kira mizbeach. And then after the Hazah, we're talking about the Chatasoif, the Hanishar Badah, whatever's left over after the Hazah, Yimotze El Yisoid HaMizbeach, Chatasoif. Sok to Gemara, Bishlam, the Ravada Barahava, who holds the Mitzui, Chatasoif is Ma'akiv, Hanuduksev Hanishar Badah, Yimotze, Chatasoif. I understand those words, the Hanishar Badah, Yimotze, Chatasoif. What's the Pasuk trying to say? That even if all you have is the Shirayim, Chatasoif, it's still considered a Chatas, because it's considered part of the carbon. Afagav Tanishar Chatasoif. Meaning, the shirayim is chatosi. It's still chatos. It's ma'akiv in the hechshur of the carbon chatos. But according to Rav Huna, that the shirayim is not ma'akiv. So what does it mean? Vahanishar chatosi. Chatosi is going back on the shirayim. I thought the shirayim, the part of the dam that you're going to do mitzvah with is not ma'akiv. So the Gemara says, kidetanya devei Rabbi Shmuel. You have to say, like it was taught in Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva, she'im nishar, not vehanishar, that there has to be shirayim and it's ma'akiv. But rather, im nishar, it's not ma'akiv, it's optional. Yimotze yisoydem ezbeach, umay chatosi, then what does chatosi mean? Aresh, it's going back on the resha. Vehiza midam achatos al kiram ezbeach, that's the chatosi. Vanisha bedam yimotze, that's almost like in parentheses. If you want, if there's shirayim, yimotze yisoydem ezbeach. But the chatosi is going back, the chatosi is going back on the beginning of the pasuk. On vehiza midam achatos al kiram ezbeach. Amo the ravachim beidu rov, the ravashi, el mayato. If so, gabi mincha, it says by the carbon mincha. So what was done with the carbon mincha? The koimitz was put on the mizbeach. He did aktara with the koimitz, and then the pasuk says v'hanoiseres, whatever was left over from the mincha, that's laharin uvan. So you're going to tell me v'hanoiseres means if there was shirayim, hachinami she'imni toiser, that it's optional. Meaning, what happens if there was no shirayim? Now, there's always going to be shirayim when you bring a karban mincha. Right? You bring a karban mincha, you do the kmitza, whatever's left over is by definition the shirayim. But a case where there's no shirayim would be if something happened to the shirayim. So you're going to tell me that it's not ma'akiv for there to be shirayim. You're going to tell me, efshataka, v'altanyo, we learned in a braisa, it says, v'komatz misham meloi kumtzai, you should do kmitza, misolta u'mishamna al kol levoinasa. From its soilis, from its shemen, and together with its levoina. We learn from there, pracha chasra salta, v'chasra shamna, v'chasra levoinasa. And the pasuk teaches me that it has to be misolta mishamna al kol levoinasa, that if any part of the soilis or the shemen or levoina was chasr, from the time that you were mekadesh it in the klisharis, up until the time that you did the kmitza, it would make the korban mincha pasul. Then Chazal Darshan, so this is missing a little from the Gemara, it says, v'hanoiseres mena mincha, whatever is left over, and we learn from there that not only can it not be chaser before you do the kmitza, but it can't be chaser after the kmitza either. V'hanoiseres mena mincha, you need all the shirayim to be there, and if not, it's going to be a problem. Again, the pasuk says, "V'kamatz misham loy kumtzay misolta misham nakol v'nasa." That tells me that it can't be chaser at the time that you're doing the kmitza, and then Vaneseres Menam Mincha teaches me that it can't be chaser after the kmitza, before the aktara. After the aktara, you can do whatever you want with it, but we mean after the kmitza, before the aktara, it can't be chaser there either. But it's learned out from the word Vaneseres. And that's a very important halacha that nobody seems to argue with. What's the Gemara's kasha? Here we have the same word, not Vaneseres, Vahanisha, but it means the same thing. And we have two tzadim, how to learn the Gemara. Doesn't mean that it's optional, or doesn't mean that, no, it's important. Rabbi Shmuel said, v'hanishar ba'adam yimotze min she'im nishar, because really mitzvah adam is not ma'akiv. If that's the case, so v'hanoiseres should be the same thing, and it's not true, because we know that it's a mefurish b'raisa, that everybody seems to agree that v'hanoiseres ben ha'mincha, that the shiori ha'mincha have to be intact, it's ma'akiv, for it to be there, bein kemitza l'aktar. It's learned out from the word v'hanoiseres. How come v'hanishar is optional, v'hanoiseres? Not optional. Amri Hosam Ksiv, Vahanoiseres, Kroy Yisera Ksiv. That drosh of Vahanoiseres is not based on the Pirush Amilos of the word Vahanoiseres. It's based really on the Kroy Yisera. Because really what the Pasuk could have said was, it, taken out the word Vahanoiseres and just said, Min HaMincha Yoichlu Ahar Nevano. Because the Pasuk says you do Kmitza. So obviously that part goes on the Mizbeach. Whatever's left is technically the Vahanoiseres. So all the Vahanoiseres, in theory, should be ra'oi to be eaten. Why did the Torah have to emphasize v'hanoyseres ben amincha? L'chura wasn't necessary. The kroyoseres, what teaches me the salach? Masav avu d'shmul d'rav huna. Echad chatasay v'echadayil sa'oyv shemolkonu mitzadamon. Chutzlam kaim apostle v'eim meikar. Chutzlam z'man apigal v'chayav an olv karas. So the Mishnah over there discusses the halachas of pigal as it relates to a chatasay v'echadayil sa'oyv. And it says again, echad chatasay v'echadayil sa'oyv shemolkon u mitzadamon. So if you did malika or mitzoy, chutzlim koimoy, chutzlis manoy, you have all that lachas. Ketani, mios, mitzadamon. It says mitzoy. And mitzoy is going back, seemingly, on chatasayv and oilasayv. Now, if you could have a machsheves pigle, b'shas the mitzoy of the chatasayv, what does that mean? It means the mitzoy of chatasayv is ma'akiv. Because if the mitzoy of the chatasayv wouldn't be ma'akiv, how could you have a machsheves pigle? So you see clearly you could have a machsheves pigle, b'shas the mitzoy of chatasayv. So it doesn't mean it's ma'akiv. The Gemara says, v'moysev lo, v'umefarek lo, v'tzadik tani. It's not buchach. When the Mishnah says, echad chatasayv, echad oilasayv, and then it says, chutz asmani, chutz amkoymai is not going back both on chatasayv, oilasayv. The way you have to read it is as follows. Echad chatasayv, shemolkon, or echad oilasayv shemolkan oishem mitzadaman chutzasmane chutzam kaimai. Because as we said, that by the oilasayv the mitzoy is for sure ma'akiv. It's only by the chatasayv that it may or may not be ma'akiv. Chatasayv had hazah, so the mitzoy maybe is not going to be ma'akiv. But as it relates to the oilasayv, for sure it's ma'akiv. I mean that it's for sure ma'akiv as it relates to the oilasayv. So the mitzoy could be is going back on the oilasayv. Either way, there's two ways to learn this mishnayos. So it's possible to have a machlekes amiram whether the mitzoy is ma'akiv, it's not ma'akiv. One last gemara gufa tanu Rabbi Shmuel, she'im nishar ba'dam, the halacha is that you have to do the mitzvah. Rabbi Shmuel was the shita that held that mitzvah is not ma'akav by chatasayv. What does it mean? Veha nishar? She'im nishar ba'dam. Read the Gemara, is that true? Could that be Rabbi Shmuel shita? But we have Yedias, as it relates to Shitas Rabbi Yishmael from Masechtes Zvachim, that would seem to contradict this. Because Vatani Rabbi Yishmael, Hasam Shirayim Ma'akvim, V'amir Apapa, Mitzuchat Kasai V'kebenayo. So really, in order to fully appreciate what the Gemara is saying, you have to throw yourself into a Gemara Masechtes Zvachim, which ain't kamakoimai. But the point is, a machloikis Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, Masechtes Zvachim, which the Gemara explained as being a machloikis whether Shirayim is Ma'akiv or Shirayim is not Ma'akiv. And Shitas Rabbi Shmuel in that Gemara is that Shirayim is Ma'akiv. What does that mean? So Pashut, what it usually means is that after you did a Zrika, any leftover dam, the Shirayim, you had to pour on the Yisayim. Is that Ma'akiv or not? So usually the assumption is not. There's a Rabbi Nechemya Shita in Masech Tzvachim that old Shirayim is Ma'akiv. Shvicha Shirayim Bachutz would be a problem. But Rabbi Shmuel in that sugya comes out that Shirayim is Ma'akiv. But V'amar Rabbi Papa said something very interesting. He said that even though in that sugya Rabbi Shmuel Shita comes out, Shirayim is Ma'akiv, doesn't mean all Shvicha Shirayim is Ma'akiv. He means very specific Shirayim. He means the leftover dam in the Chatas Ha'oif. He means the Mitzui Chatas Ha'oif. Mitzui Chatas Ha'oif, that's the Shvicha Shirayim that's going to be Ma'akiv. So not all Shirayim is Ma'akiv. It's only Mitzui Chatas Ha'oif that's going to be Ma'akiv. What's the point? See, you see there, Rabbi Shmuel Shita is the Mitzui Chatas Ha'oif is Ma'akiv. You have a steer in Rabbi Shmuel. Here Rabbi Shmuel says, Vahanishar, She'im Nishar. And here Rabbi Shmuel says, Mitzui Chata Soif Ikebeinayu. So the Gemara says, you have to say, Trei Tanoi Valiba de Rabbi Shmuel. There must have been two Tanoim that both had different versions of what Rabbi Shmuel might have said. In other words, it's a steer. There's no way to be Miyash of the two sugyas. And our sugya, Rabbi Shmuel Shita, is that Mitzui Chata Soif is not Ma'akiv. And that sugya, Rabbi Shmuel Shita's Mitzui Chata Soif is Ma'akiv. How do you answer the stira? It must be that this Trei Tanoim Aliba the Rabbi Shmuel. So just to end a rather short daf with a little bit of Gishmak Arayd, and that is, yesterday's daf, we discussed the machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Zrika Mayeles Liyotze, or Ein Zrika Mayeles Liyotze. Rabbi Eliezer Shita is Ein Zrika Mayeles Liyotze. Lamay Nafkimina, where does it play itself out in Halacha? Basa Kachim Gadashim Lachas Rikas Domim Yatsu Midei Me'ila. Emure Kachim Kalim Lachas Rika has me'ila. What would be if the baser kachim gadashim or the emure kachim kalim were in a state of yoytze at the time that the zrika was done? Would the zrika work as it relates to the baser or the emurim respectively or not? Rabbi Eliezer shita is ein zrika mayelis liyoytze. Rabbi Akiva shita is zrika mayelis liyoytze. And the Gemara had a discussion from the Amoraim in how far to take Rabbi Akiva's shita. I mean, Rabbi Akiva's shita of Zrikim El Sliyotze doesn't mean it to the level that there's no halacha that basar can't be yotze in that, in order for the Zrika to work on it, meaning simply Zrika Me'els Liyotze. Rabbi Yechon said, I'm not so sure Rabbi Akiva held that way. I think Rabbi Akiva was talking about where only some of the Basar was Yotze, but some of the Basar was not Yotze. Being that some of the Basar was not Yotze, the Zrika's Me'elas for that Basar, and Migu, that the Zrika works for the Basar that wasn't Yotze, it could work for the Basar was Yotze as well. But without a Migu, said Rabbi Yechon, I don't believe you're going to have a Shitas Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara said, Omali Ravasi, the Rabbi Yechon, Ravasi told Rabbi Yechon, Kfar Limduni, Chaver Eshabagoy. I heard from my chaverim in Golos. They told me mechashvin ala avud va'ala sarif. I heard from my chaverim in Golos. Rabbi Yechanan was the Mara da'asra in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Asi said, I heard from my chaverim in Bavel. They told me that a person can have a machsheves pigel to eat basar chutz lezmanoy chutz l'mkaymai, or to be makde emurim chutz lezmanoy chutz l'mkaymai, even if that basar and those emurim are not ba'ila. They don't exist. It's avud or it's sarif. What do you see from there? You see that Zrika could work even for something that's Ovid and Sarif. Where do you see that from the fact that you can have a Machsheves Pigel for something that's Ovid and Sarif? So we spoke about that in rather detail in yesterday's daf. But the point is, Rav Asi proved from that Gemara that a Zrika could work for something that's Ovid and Sarif. If Zrika's Mayelas for something that's Ovid and Sarif, certainly Zrika Mayelas Liyotzi. And then the Gemara discussed, does Rav Asi really hold Mechashvin ala Ovid vala Sarif? Could he have really heard that from his Chaverim Shabbagoy? Well, that was a discussion in yesterday's daf. Either way, just to speak out one Ha'ara that relates to that Gemara of Mechashvin al Ha'avud al Asarif. It's something very Yisoidi. It's something that we spoke about in Masechtas Zvachim. But really, it goes to the gut of some interesting ideas in Kachem, specifically as it relates to Machsheves Pigel, which is the topic of so many of the Dafin that we're learning right now. The Gemara in Masechtas Zvachim, Daf Mem Hei Amar Aleph, brings a Chiddush from one of the Tanoim. Omar Rabbi Loza Rabbi Yossi, Mem Zayin Amar Aleph. Shamati, I heard, Sha'abaylim Mefagim. I heard that the way Pigel works is that the Bailim are the ones that could create a Machsheves Pigel. So we're very familiar with Machsheves Pigel. Pashit, you ask a child in Cheder, what's Machsheves Pigel? So he's going to tell you, Koyim was doing the Avodah. And while he was doing the Avodah, he had a Machshava, Chutz Lazman, Chutz Lazman, eat the Basabi, Makhtadei Murim, Shvich HaShirai, Zrik, Lomdus, whatever. But the point is, the Kohen was doing the Avodah, and the Shasi was doing the Avodah, he had a Machsheves Pigel. Said Rabbi Loza, I heard, Nachalei, Shamati, Ichab Gehert, Shahabailam Mefagel. There's a discussion. Does it mean the Bailam can also be Mefagel? Only the Bailam could be Mefagel. But for sure, Shamati, Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Yossi said, Shahabailam Mefagel. That you know who creates Machsheves Pigel? Who can? He's not supposed to, but can. It's the Bailam. So the owner of the carbon comes to the Beis HaMikdash, he hands over the carbon to the Kohen. The Kohen now is going to do the Avodah. The Bailam have to make sure that they have the proper Kavana while the Kohanim, the Shluchei Derachmana, are bringing this carbon on their behalf. And they're the ones that can affect the laws of Pigel with their thoughts, with their machshavas, while the Kohanim are doing the Avodah. So it's not the Kohanim that create the machshavas Pigel, but rather, Shamati, I heard, Shahabailim Mefaglim. Based on this Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Engel asks a bomba kasha in his Sefer Gvura Shmoyim. And Rabbi Yosef Engel was so excited with this kasha that he wrote a whole Sefer to answer this kasha, Eri Terutzin, hence the name Gvura Shmoyim. What was Rabbi Yosef Engel's kasha? So we're all familiar with the Safik Soita. Safik Soita is a man is suspicious about his wife, and he goes over to his wife, thinks that maybe she's having an illicit relationship, and he says, Al Tisri Mishpoini. She went ahead, she was in a state of Yichud together with this man. Now there's a suffix. Maybe an Avera took place. In the event that Avera took place, she's an Eshazish, a Zinsatach, as Baila. So there were no Eden, clearly, but at the same time, she's also a Baila. So we have to figure out what exactly might have taken place. The Torah says, it's mentioned in detail in Parashas Nasai, that the husband had an obligation to take his wife up to the Beis HaMikdash, bring her in front of the Kohen, and she would drink from the Mayim HaMa'arim. This was special water, it involved Mechikas Hashem, and the water was going to tell the truth, like the Urim V'Tumim, some supernatural way of knowing things that otherwise we have no business knowing. The Mayim HaMa'arim was going to be Mevarim, was going to tell us whether or not this woman was guilty Was she mezana tachas bailo or not? If she was guilty, v'tzofsas bitna. If she wasn't guilty, she was zeicha to many, many brachas. One of the things that a saita had to do before she drank from the mesalita, she had to bring a carbon. The carbon that she had to bring was a carbon mincha, known as the minchas kanos. So she had to bring a minchas kanos. The Gemara says that the purpose of her minchas kanos was very unique. It was levarer of it. So you have karbonos that come, b'nadi b'nadova. You have karbonos that come to be mechaper. You have the dalud mechusri kapara that we saw in today's daf. The purpose of her carbon was simply levarer of it. So if the purpose of her carbon was levarer of it, what that means is that the mayim ha-ma'arim only worked, only did its job if it received spiritual energy from this carbon. So the carbon gave the koyach to the mayim ha-ma'arim for it to be able to be mevar. So if there was a carbon brought, this minchas kanois, then the mayim ha-ma'arim was mevar. If the carbon wasn't brought, the mayim ha-ma'arim wasn't mevar. Thus, the carbon was playing an integral role in the mayim ha-ma'arim being able to. This is where kachim meets saita. Because the carbon, the saita of the carbon was to help the mayim ha-ma'arim do its job to be mevarah. What that also means is that if the carbon would be brought with a psol, let's say it'd be brought by oifim psol, a psol would do it. Or it was done with a machshava ha-pifelis. That's pashit. The halacha is you wouldn't have a kasher mincha. If you didn't have a kasher mincha, it wouldn't have the ability to be mavara. It says Rabbi Yosef Engel, a woman, she's a suffix site, she's brought up to the Beis HaMikdash. She's guilty. She's also in trouble because she's about to drink from the Mayim HaMa'arim. So for all intents and purposes, she's on death row. It's for her, she l'chura, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, she has a way out. She has an escape route. You know why? Let her have a machsheves pigel while the minchas kanois is being born. If she has a machsheves pigel while the mincha is being brought, the minchas kanois will be possible. If it's possible, it won't be mevar oven. If it won't be mevar oven, so she'll be speared this punishment that she's supposed to get. I mean, isn't the purpose of this punishment there as a deterrent to make her not do it? If there's an easy way out, then l'chair, it's not really serving its purpose. So Rabbi Yosef Engel said, l'chura, there's a way out for this woman. So what are you going to tell me? What do you mean? She can have a machsheves pigel. The kayanim are the ones that have a machsheves pigel, says Rabbi Yosef Engel. Yeah, that's true. But there's not. And who's the Bailam of this Minchas Kanois? It's her carbon. So if it's her carbon, she's the Bailam. If she's the Bailam, she can affect the Machshava Spigel. If she can affect the Machshava Spigel, she has a way out. Rabbi Yosef Engel was so excited with this Kasha, like we said, he wrote a whole Sefer, 80 Terutz and Vurish Mainim, to answer this Kasha. So I saw in the Sefer, Avoy Vam, he brings a Teretz that he saw from Hagoyin, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, in his Sefer Siach HaSada, Mesechta Soita, Daf Yotes Amar Aleph. Rabbi Chaim answered this kasha, behektim another Gemara Mesechta Zvachim, a Gemara on Daf Lamid Vav Amar Aleph. And we're over there discussed where a Kohen had a Machsheves Pigel, Al Menas, that a Tomei or an Oril is going to eat from the basa chutzal zman chutzal kavim. So one way to have a machsheves pigel, we said there are four ways to have it. One of them is, I have in mind the kohen does to eat the basa chutzal zman chutzal kavim. It says the Mishnah, if a kohen was doing the avodah, and he had in mind that an oral or a tameh is going to eat the basa chutzal zman chutzal kavim, it's not a machsheves pigel. And the Gemara discusses why not. Says the Gemara, lishnachrino, you want to know why it's not a machsheves pigel? Because kol kemineh. Is he a bailim to even have such a machshava? What does the Gemara mean? What the Gemara means to say is that that's Pashit, Cheshbin, that in this case, where the Kayan had a mind that an Aral or a Tami would eat the Basa Chutzas Manai, Chutzam Kaimai, the Kayan himself is not the Aral. The Kayan himself is not the Tami. How do you know that? Because if he was an Aral, then he wouldn't be able to do the Avoida. An Aral is possible to do the Avoida. So the Avoida would be an Avoida Psula. If the Avoida is an Avoida Psula, then you can't have a machsheves pigel. You can only have a machsheves pigel while you're doing an avodah kshera. You can't have a machsheves pigel while you're doing an avodah psula. So obviously he's having in mind that someone else is going to eat the basa chutz lezman chutzam kaimer. How could you have a machshava that somebody else is going to eat the basa chutz lezman chutzam kaimer? Chutz lezman is an avera. Chutzam kaimer leisucha lecha b'sharecha. You're having in mind kayin that someone else is going to do an avera. You're a baal bechira for yourself, but you're not a baal bechira for yayin. You have no right to have a machshava that someone else is going to do something chutzas mani chutzam kame. And being that you're not a bailin and you have no way of manipulating him to do this avera, so it's not a real machshava. A machshava has to be real. It has to be, I'm having a mind to do something that I could do. Ich bin epes a bailin. But otherwise, kol kamini, when you're a bailin to go ahead and have a machshava that someone else is going to do something, and it's muchach that in this case of the Mishnah, the machshava had to be that someone else is going to do it. Because if you're the Oral and you're the Tomei, then the Avodah would be possible. And if the Avodah is possible, it's not Machshavas Pigel. Because you can only have Machshavas Pigel during a Kosher Avodah. That's Pasha. If it's not an Avodah, then you can't have Machshavas Pigel. Machshavas Pigel has to be during an Avodah. So when you're having a Machshava that a Tomei or Oral is getting, it meets somebody else. Yenim, Kol Kemineh, right? That's the Gemara's Kasha. You can never have a Machshavas Pigel that somebody else is going to do something. Your Machshavas Pigel has to be something that you yourself are going to do. Said Agoyin Rechaim Tanyevsky Shlita. If that's the case, let's go back to Rabbi Yosef Engel's Kasha. Meaning, you see in this Gemara, the Machshavas Pigel means I can have a Machshava that I will do something, Chutzas Mani Chutz, something I'm not allowed to do. But I will do something, Chutzas Mani Chutzam Kaimi. Oba Fayenim Nish. Okay. So, Freit Rabbi Yosef Engel, the Minchas Kanois is being brought. The woman is the Bailim of the carton. That's the Hanach in the question. Shamati Shah Bailim Afag, Rabbi Lozim Rabbi Yosef heard it as quoted in Zvachim. Mem Zayin Abad Alf. Kasha is, let her have a Machshavas Pigel. What's her Machshavas Pigel going to be? What part of the Avodah could she have a Machshava on that she herself will do Chutz L'Zman and Chutz L'Kaimai that would trigger Machshavas Pigel? So we're dealing with a carbon mincha. Mincha is different than a carbon. So what aspect of it would the Machshavas Pigel be? So you could be Machashav Pigel by a mincha, either to do the haktara chutz l'zmanei chutz l'mkaymai, or to eat the shiorei hamincha chutz l'zmanei chutz l'mkaymai. The haktara had to be done by a kohen. A woman's not a kohen, even if she's a bas kohen, she has to be mizichrei kuna, and isha's possible. The only avoid an isha could do is shchita. Other than that, she can't do any avoid. So obviously she can't do the haktara. So the machshavas pigel would have to be that she's going to have a mind that a kohen's going to do the haktara chutz l'zmanei chutz l'mkaymai. That's unfortunately not a valid machshava. Kol Kemine? How could she have a machshava that a kohen is going to do the avoda? Chutzos mani chutzom kohen. No kohen would ever do that. She can't have such a machshava. Oh, so you'll tell me the shirayim. The shirayim. The problem is that we know every carbon mincha is the kodesh kadashim. Every mincha is kodesh kadashim. The minchas ani, because it comes with that zebrachinkeit, is always kachin kadashim. As I say, in Kli Yakov, Parshas Vayikra. But the mincha is always kachin kadashim. So, being that it's always kachin kadashim, we know kachin kadashim is only nechol zichrei kahuna. A woman, being that she's not a zachar, was never allowed to eat from kachin kadashim. So, she can't eat the shiori amincha chutz l'zmanei chutzum kaimei, and she can't even eat it. Not chutz l'zmanei chutzum kaimei. She can't do that Torah. So, she's not a bailim on any one of the things that you would have to think about to do chutz l'zmanei chutzum kaimei in order to establish a machshavas pigel. And being that you see in the Gemara in Zvachim Lamed Vav Amar Aleph that the kohen has to have a machshava that he's going to do it chutz l'zmanei chutzum kaimei. He can't have a machshava that Chaim Yankel is going to do it. It has to be something that he's going to do. Oh, if it's something that he's going to do, there's nothing she could do. If there's nothing she could do, she can't have a machshavas pigel. So, what then did Rabbi Lazar of Yosi mean when he heard said Shamati Shabayim Mafagim? He was talking about a case where it's shaykh. For example, keep it simple, kachem kalim, basa kachem kalim, the bailam is allowed to eat. So if the bailam would have a machshava that he's going to eat it, chutz l'zmanei chutzum kaimei, that's where it'd be in the game. But either way, says Reb Chaim, the only way you can have a machshavas pigel is something you're a bailam on. Over here, there's nothing she could do, because she can't eat it because it's kachem kadashim, which is only nechal v'zecher kudosh. She obviously can't do the haktara, that's an avoida. So it's miyushet betuf, instead of Yosef Engel said 80 terutzim, says pashit. Based on the Gemara, Zvachim Lamed Vav Amin Aleph, he doesn't think the Kasha even starts. The truth is, this Yisoid, that Reb Chaim was Medayik, from the Gemara in Zvachim Lamed Vav Amin Aleph, that a Kohen was only able to have a Machshavas Pigel, that he's going to do something that he has control, he can't be mechashev that another kohen is going to do, is really a rashash. And the rashash says it in a gishmaka context, it's a quote-unquote favorfene rashash, because it's a mesechtes gittin, daf nun dal ramad beis. The mission over there, in Perek HaNezakin, says, ha-koyhanim shepiglu ba-mikdash mezidin chayav. It's a one-line mission. Koyhanim, they had a machshavas pigol in the beis ha-mikdash while they were doing the avodah. If the machshava was bemezid, Chayovim der chayev. What's mean the chayev? They have to reimburse the bailam. So Yid comes to the Beis Hamikdash. He's all excited. He brings his carbon, gives it over to the kayhanim. The kayhanim do the avoda, and they come out after the avoda, and they tell this Yid, "Sir, I'm sorry, but the avoda didn't go. It didn't go well. We made him. What happened? Had a machshavas pigel. So Nebuch, this guy has to bring another carbon. I mean, he went through all this tircha. He bought this nice behemoth, and now he has to go ahead and bring another carbon. He's going to. So the question is, are the kayhanim considered mazikin, or they're not considered mazikin? It's a mishnah. Hakoyhanim shepiglu b'mikdash mezid chayovin. If the koyin had a machshavas pigel, he's considered a mazik, and therefore he's chayiv. And the halacha is he has to make the bailim whole. The Gemara gets involved in the sugya hezek she'enoy nikker. This is a hezek she'enoy nikker. You don't see the hezek. So a hezek she'enoy nikker, shmei hezek, aloy shmei hezek. That's the sugya over there. The Rashash on that mishnah makes a diuk nifla. He says hakoyhanim shepiglu b'mikdash mezid chayovin. Why did the mishnah say koyhanim? Why didn't the Mishnah say anyone that had a Machshavas Pigel?
Even a Zohar. Now, how could a Zohar machshav a spigol? A Zohar can't do the avoida. Not true. A Zohar can do shechita. Because shechita love avoida. But the point is, a Zohar could do shechita. I mean that a Zohar could do shechita. A Zohar can have a machshav a spigol while he's doing the shechita. So he's mefurish. So if a Zohar can have a machshav a spigol while he's doing the shechita, so this halacha is not only negeya hakayhanim shepigol, this halacha is negeya a Zohar shepigol as well. So frank to Rashash, why the Mishnah say kayhanim shepigol? L'chura, this is something that should be negeya everyone that has a machshavas pigol, even a zar. Why the emphasis on kayam? Says Rashash, a beautiful teretz. Because it's before in the Gemara, Zvach and Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph, that the only, and you can have a machshavas pigol is if you have a machshava that you yourself are going to do something chutzas mani chutzam kaimai. You can't have a machshava that someone else is going to do something chutzas mani chutzam kaimai. Why not? Kol kaminei. So it has to be something that you can control. It has to be a machshava for something that you yourself can do chutzas mani chutzam kaimai. A zar, when he does shechita, if he's going to have a machshavas pigol, which machshavas pigol could he have? So again, there's four types of machshavas pigols with your classic karma. Eat nebasa chutz asmanim chutz amkayimim v'imakta deimurim shvicha shirayim or zrika. Let's go backwards. A zar can't do zrika. It's an avoida. Zar does zrika is chay misa. A zar can't do shvicha shirayim. It's also an avoida. A zar can't do a haktara. That's an avoida. It's not something you could do either. The only thing that a zar could do is he could eat basa when it's kach and kach. If it's kachi gadashim, can't eat basar either. A zar could shech kachi gadashim, but he can't eat the basar of kachi gadashim. But the basar of kachim kalim, that's something he could eat. Okay, so it's negeya machshavas pigol, and that's where it ever be negeya that halacha that a zar has machshavas pigol. So you want to know how could a zar have a machshavas pigol? It's a good answer. I mean, according to Rabbi Yossi, baila mefaglim, that for sure. But even that, according to Rabbi Yossi, how's it negeya? The zar was doing shechita. It was kachim kalim, and he had in mind that it was gonna eat the basa chutzos mani chutzos kalim. That's where it's nogeya. That's where it plays itself out. It's manifest lemaisa that a zar can have a machshavas pigol. Stating that, says the Rashash, that the only time a zar can have that machshava is if it's his own carbon, because if it's somebody else's carbon, it's not his. So again, it's not yours. So if it's not yours, you're not a bialim to go ahead and eat somebody else's carbon. So being that you're not a bialim to eat somebody else's carbon, it's vayta not negeya. In other words, it's only negeya if a zar is shechting his own kachim kalim, right? His shechting is, when did the zar used to shecht his own carbon? By the bechor, right? They used to shecht their own. They didn't give it over to it's really the kayin's carbon, but the chasam soif from the tshuva. But the point is that the zar is shechting his own carbon, and he's having in mind to eat the basar when it's kachim kalim, chutzos mani, chutzim kaimai. But in that case, he's not a mazik. Because if it's his own carbon, then by definition, he's not being a mazik. So Zokter Ashash, this Mishnah is not discussing that Loch is a pigol. This Mishnah is discussing that Perek HaNezakin. We're discussing laws of Chayshe Mishpat. In the world of Chayshe Mishpat, in these different types of mazikin, it's not negay if the Zohar was the one that did the had the machshavas pigol. Because the only way the Zohar could have the machshavas pigol is if it's his own carbon, it's kachim kalim, he had a mind to eat the basa, chutz asman, chutz amkayimai. If it's his own carbon, then he's not a mazik. If he's not a mazik, then l'chur, it's not. Either way, this is the yesoid. The yesoid is Reb Chaim Kanievsky said it, the Rashash said it, and there's a lot more read to talk about the income of kaimai. But the only time you can have a machshavas pigol is if it's a machshava that you have some level of control over. So if I have in mind, I'm a kayin, that I'm going to do something wrong, chutz asmani, chutz amkayimai. Or if the bailim, the czar, has a mind that he's going to eat his basar, chutz asmani, chutz amkayimai, that's a valid machshavas pigol. But to have a machshava about something that you can't control, chutz asmani, chutz amkayimai, that's not something that you could do. Either way, so coming back full circle, so we learned the Gemara. The Gemara said, Rabbi Akiva Shita was Zrika Me'el Siyaitze. Rabbi Yochanan said, I don't believe Rabbi Akiva has a Shita Zrika Me'el Siyaitze, because how could Zrika work on something that's Yaitze? What did Rabbi Akiva meant? He meant with this amigo. Part of the basa was Yaitze, part of the basa wasn't Yaitze. So amigo that the Zrika is chal on the basa, that wasn't Yaitze, it could be chal on the basa that was Yaitze as well. Omali Ravasi Rabbi Yochanan. So Ravasi told Rabbi Yochanan, Kvar limduni chaveri shebegoylo. I heard from the Yidin in Bavel, chaveri shebegoylo, that mechashvin al ha'ovod va'al ha'sarof, that l'chayro mechashvin al ha'ovod va'al ha'sarof, that you can have a machshavas pigol even to eat basa that's not around anymore. Even for something that's avod, even for something that's sarf. So when I learned this Gemara, so mechgart l'chura, how does it stem with all this raid? Because at first glance, if mechashven al avod v'al sarf, what does that mean? That means a machshavas pigol doesn't have to be a real machshava, because how could you eat something that's sarf? It's gone. It doesn't exist anymore. So you're going to have a machshava to eat basa that sort of chutzas mani chutzuk. That's going to be machshava spil. Elamai. It was a machshava. Fachilas basa chutzas mani chutzuk. You could do it. You can't do it. What's the difference? L'chura, we're learning that no, it has to be something that you're bailing to do. It's something that you could control. It has to be something real. If it's somebody else's, you can't have a machshava spigel like the Rashash says. If you're not, if another kohen's going to do it, you can't have that kind of machshava either. Meaning the machshava has to be real. If the machshava has to be real, you have to have a machshava for something that could actually be done. What's the tzad of mechashven al asara v'al avod? So I took a look at the avayvam inside to see this Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Lashon again, and he's sure enough, Reb Chaim brings this whole shtickle Torah, Lefi Zeh, Had the Bailam Mefaglin, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, Hudavka Bekachim Kalim, the Biyodoy Lechol, Veloy Bekachim Kadashim, Elim Kain Hukayim, Ubezem Yushav Akushia Mefursemes, the Lamanda Mabailam Mefaglin, Yechoyla Soito, Linotzel Meamayim, Al Yedeshe Tefagla Mincha, Ulefi Mashekosafti, Ben Mincha Zeh Leishayach, the Im Biyodoy Lechol. Then the last line, Miut Sarachin, the Meilo. That lachura, this raid seems to be predicated on an idea that a machshavas pidul has to be real. It's not just a machshava. It has something you can control, something that you can physically do. If that's the case, what's the tzad? Mechashvin ala avud v'alasarif. That's the end of the quotations, the way it's quoted in the sefer. Ad kan l'shoinai.